newest book that we're giving away this hour. Everything's coming up, Rosie. Hi, Teresa. Teresa, I love this book.
How are you?
Yes, I love this book. I got my book last week, and I'm already up to the chapter, Be Nice. I love that. Rosie's recipe for following the golden rule. And this is our hourly drawing for this hour, and we've got folks calling in. They wanted to call in ahead of time, Teresa, before you got on air. And so lots of folks have called in. They love your show, Catholic Connection. They love this newest book, Everything's Coming Up, Rosie. And Teresa, we're just so glad you could join us on the second day of the spring Spirit Drive here at The Rock. Yesterday was an incredible day, and today we are just running so fast. But let me just tell you who we have in the studio. We have Dan Dealey, who is a big fan of yours and who would like to say hello, and Bernadette Boguski, our executive director. We have Father Doug Brown, our chaplain, Leo Burkhart's at the controls, and Teresa, we're so glad you're with us.
Wow, you've got quite a crew there, Deb.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's truly incredible. But I just wanted to say that thank you for doing this book. Now, Father Brown and I, we were talking about that. You know, we were wondering if anywhere in the book you had any family recipes, actual food recipes, and you do not, do you?
No, I didn't do that in this book. Actually, I was thinking about it, but I really wanted to focus on the lessons that my mom. I did mention the one chapter, if you recall, where I talked about how I learned to cook from my mother and my grandmothers on both sides, being 100% Italian. But so many people have said that I think I might have to do a second book said I could come up with the title Everything's Coming Up, Rosie's Recipes, and do something along those lines. Would that be fun?
That would be hilarious. Well, I have to tell you, Teresa, it's kind of funny because I've actually had Take Two listeners that have asked me to be a part of different projects of putting together a cookbook and adding, you know, everybody adding a recipe. And so we actually talked about recipes on these pledge drives, which has been so much fun, of family recipes. And I just love that. I love that we all come together. We share our culture. We share our history. We share our families. And it's so beautiful. I love that. I love that you did the book. You made it very personal. I'm going to actually use this book after I'm done reading it as my coffee table book. I think it is so beautiful. The cover's wonderful. And I want one of our listeners at The Rock to win this hour.
Yeah, I hope people really enjoy it. And I think if you noticed, Deb, I was very honest in the book about a number of things. And first of all, you know, my own story, I always weave my testimony into all of my books. But the fact that my mother and I did not have a Hallmark relationship, I mean, we loved each other deeply, but we had our moments and we had our issues. And I think people need to be honest with themselves and say, you know, it's okay if I didn't have a perfect relationship, but we worked through it and we love each other still. And in this day and age, everybody's disagreeing. Nobody can have a relationship with someone with whom they disagree, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And my mother and I disagreed about a lot of things, but we still had a relationship. And at the end of our lives, or her life, I think we were closer than ever. And we used to laugh a lot more than we did even earlier. So there were a lot of lessons that I learned, not only when I was younger, but as I watched her in the aging process, and as Deacon Dom and I are the ones, you know, mainly caring for her, we just learned a lot. And being able to walk in her footsteps and in her shoes and remembering the stories that I grew up hearing around my Grandma Tomio's huge kitchen table in Jersey City, and about what life was like for them compared to what life was like for me growing up, you know, in the 60s and the 70s. So it really was a journey of sorts. It was a tribute to my mom, but it was a journey myself, just getting to know my mother and my grandmother and my aunts better.
Beautiful.
Teresa, it's Bernadette. I'm so glad you were able to join us. Hey, I love that you have prayers in here and questions. I mean, this would be a great book to do with a few girlfriends and do kind of go through the questions and share some things. I mean, it's just, there's a lot packed into this.
Yeah, great Bible study. Just a great, something to do at your parish. I mean, our director of evangelization at my parish in the Archdiocese of Detroit wants to do this following, they just did the rescue project, you know, Father John's beautiful rescue project. So they want to take this on as another book club, maybe for the ladies in the parish. But I really think guys can relate to this too, if they, you know, with their mom. I mean, it's not just for women.
That's right.
It's obviously a great Mother's Day gift, but I think that men could relate to it if they have, you know, they love their mom, they may miss their mom, whatever. I think we can all learn from our moms, whether we're, you know, sons or daughters. I just think it's a really important book to embrace our differences with each other, to embrace family, to embrace our heritage. I just really loved writing it. And I have been doing a talk for years called 10 Things I've Learned About Living a Godly Life. And it was really well received. And I would always use my mother's Jersey accent in there. And people would just be rolling in the aisles. I mean, just got a kick out of it. And so my friend Kelly Walquist from Women in Evangelization said, you've got to do a book called Everything's Coming Up, Rosie. And so that's she's actually the one who gave me the title for it. I mentioned that in the introduction. But yeah, I think it was therapeutic for me, and it was a tribute to my mom because I don't think she got the kind of send-off that she deserved because of stupid COVID. Please, God, let us be over that. But yeah, so I hope people enjoy it. And I think anybody with any type of a strong ethnic background, whether you're Italian, Polish, Irish, I think they could appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Teresa, I just wanted to bring up, you're doing another Good News Cruise next January, correct?
That's right.
And I believe you have a priest from our diocese joining you on this one.
Wow. Who's that?
Father Ryan Mann.
Oh, yes, he's coming, yep. Mm-hmm. And we've got also Archbishop Nauman is going to be there as our chaplain. We've got Father Joe Krupp from the Diocese of Lansing, who's an absolute hoot. He serves as our MC every year. And then we also have Father Michael Schmidt.
Very cool.
He talks faster than I do.
Yes, cool. No kidding.
But Teresa was mentioning, Bernadette, about how this book, I loved how you said it could be used as a Bible study for a women's group. But you're spot on, Teresa. When I got the book mailed to me at home, my husband, Marty, opened up the package and he goes, look, we got Teresa's book. I said, no, I got Teresa's book. You didn't get Teresa's book. He couldn't wait to read it. So thank you. I mean, I do agree. It does appeal to men and women. And so it's a great book. And it's available, folks, right now for this hour on the drawing, only for the next 8 minutes. You got to call in. And you guys are multitasking. You are calling in and pledging at the same time, listening to Teresa Tomeo. We've got her on by phone, and we are so excited. So please, folks, keep calling, keep pledging at 216-227-1260. Teresa, I know Father Brown wants to say hello and talk about your book, but I know Dan Dealey has been waiting for you to come on air because he is a big fan of your show and the work that you do for all of us. So, Dan, here is Teresa Tomeo.
Hi, Dan.
Hi there. I'm sorry. I had my headphones off. I have no idea what anybody just said. But hello, Teresa Tomeo. How are you?
Hello, Dan, with a great radio voice.
You know, I checked out the Good News Cruise thing, and I almost made a reservation, but I didn't. My wife and I love cruising, and it looks... Uh-huh. Can you tell those of us who don't know? I mean, I know what happens on a cruise, but what happens on a Good News Cruise? What makes it worth going on the Good News Cruise versus any other cruise?
Oh, my goodness. Well, because you get to share the good news with other married couples. You get to laugh. You get to cry. You get to hear great talks. You get to go to special events and receptions with people like Father Michael Schmidt and, of course, Archbishop Nauman and Deacon Dom and I will be giving our testimony. And then some guy named Dr. Ray Guarendi always gets his nose into everything, and he's going to show up again, too. We try to prevent, you know, keep him off the ship, but somehow he always manages to sneak out into steerage or something. You can always find him up at the Windjammer Cafe on the top deck of the ship. I said you could just broadcast from there because he just hangs out at the cafeteria. But it's a great experience because it gives you a chance to renew your marriage vows and to recommit to each other and to do something for your marriage away from your kids on your own. Of course, obviously, families like to vacation together, but you can't give what you don't have, and to be able to celebrate a marriage with other like-minded people. We've had marriages, this is like I think our fourth now that we're doing in January, and we've had people tell us that there were some of them, we thought it was going to be for like another type of a marriage encounter experience where couples are going to strengthen their marriage to renew their commitment. But we found that a lot of people that have come on these cruises were using it as like a Hail Mary pass because they really didn't know what else to do. Their marriages were about to end, and that this cruise made such a difference. I just think it's really important to get the energy and the support from one another with like-minded people, and then to celebrate marriage, which has been under attack for so long now. But it's a lot of fun. We laugh. We have wine tastings, and we dance, and we dance some more. We eat good food, and we hear great talks, and we celebrate Mass together every day.
Well, if you stay in a cabin on a ship with your spouse, you will definitely get closer, whether you like it or not. Because
the ships are much different now than they were when my husband and I have been cruising for years. So even the inside cabins are a lot more spacious.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Now, and let me ask you this, too, real quick, if I may. I know we're running out of time. But if you don't sign up for the Good News Cruise, but you just happen to be on that ship, there's going to be a lot of stuff you'll miss out on if you're not signed up for the Good News Cruise, correct?
Yes, because, you know, some people say, well, I'm going to be in the ship, so I'm going to slip into the talks, but that's not fair to the people who are paying the price for the cruise, because they're also paying for all the speakers and all the special events that we're having. So you can't just pop in if you're on that ship and say, oh, I'm going to take advantage of the speakers, because the price is going to be different based on the fact that we've got these national, international speakers and special events, and we're doing, you know, special treats and wine tastings and things that are included. So check it out, goodnewscruise.com. But if the Good News Cruise isn't your thing, Dominic and I are doing another Italy pilgrimage coming up in November, and that's La Dolce Fede, the Sweetness of Faith, and that's going to be awesome. It sold out last year. We already have close to 20 people signed up for November. We're going to be going to Orvieto, Assisi, Viterbo, which is the city of the popes, Greccio, where Pope Francis established the first creche. We're going to be going to Roma. We're going to go into Todi and Narni, as in Narnia and C.S. Lewis. So lots of really cool things, and that's coming up in November. So everything's on my website at teresatomeo.com.
That's great, and, Teresa. Huh?
And this is Father Doug Brown, our chaplain here. And I know Father Brown and I were talking about your book and all the family heritage and recipes. And Father Brown is half Italian, right, Father?
I am half Italian. Go. So I love listening to you in the mornings. And I'm so glad that Father Ryan Mann is going to be on the Good News Cruise as well. So the Cleveland Diocese will be well represented by Father Mann, and we're grateful that we get to hear you, Teresa, every day at 9 o'clock here on AM 1260 The Rock with Catholic Connection. And it's a great show, and I tell people I listen to that, and the Sunrise Morning Show, I'm caught up. I hear everything that I need to hear pretty much for the day, at least in according to worldly events. So we are looking for a few callers, 216-227-1260. Get in at the bottom of this hour, top of this hour, whatever. And we're hopeful that one of you will definitely win Teresa's book that we've been talking about, Everything's Coming Up Rosie, as well as a bottle of wine that we package with the book, a bottle of Syrah.
Oh,
so
Yeah.
So we were thinking, Teresa, that somebody could go out on their porch and sit with your book with this bottle of Syrah from Chateau Saint Martin, and they'll be the winner, and they can read your book.
What a great idea! You know what, Deb? We should have thrown a big chunk of cheese in there.
That could
exactly.
be arranged.
Exactly.
Hey, Teresa, I know you have to go soon, but I do have something I have to ask you. And if you don't want to answer, if you don't want to answer, I understand. But I respect you tremendously as a journalist and as a broadcaster. Do you have any thoughts on the recent changes at Fox News?
Oh, of course I do. I talked about that earlier this week. I'll be talking about it tomorrow again on the Fact Check Friday.
Yeah. I haven't heard your show this week, so yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys have been busy, I know, with the drive. But yeah. My thing is, Dan, and you and I know this as being longtime old professionals in the business, that nothing surprises me. And the thing I talked about on Monday, or Tuesday, actually, after we heard the news, was that it's a reminder that life in Christ is the only thing that's permanent and that really matters, because so many things can be taken away from you so quickly. You have to keep your eyes on Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, no matter how big you are. And I'm not judging the soul of Tucker Carlson or Don Lamont, but no matter how big you are in this world, you know, the everything you have in terms of your job and the material goods, those things are temporal. And I think it just reminds us that we have to keep focused on Christ. But it doesn't surprise me, even though, for example, the fact that Tucker Carlson had great ratings. You would think that would keep him on the air. I mean, he had the highest rated cable show. But at the end of the day, there must have been something in that settlement with Dominion where they said, you know, we want your top people gone, or at least one of your top people gone, or else we're going to increase the settlement's going to go over $1 billion. So end of the day, money talks. I always say, and I said this in my first book, Noise, and you know this from, you know, your years in the business, there is an agenda in terms of ideology, but just as big as the agenda of money. So well, that's why it doesn't surprise me. One day you're a star, the next day they say don't let the door kick you on the way out. So it's a rough business, but unfortunately, you know, that's the business, and they don't treat people well in the secular media, which is why you and I left.
Yeah. Well, we're blessed to be where we are, right, Teresa?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister.
Well, Teresa, we would just want to thank you so very, very much for all of your work, everything that you've done for us, being here, encouraging our listeners to call in. We hope they continue to pledge. They have been pledging as you were speaking, Teresa, so that is great. And thank you so very, very much. God bless you. And Father, would you like to say your goodbye to Teresa?
Sure, absolutely. Well, Teresa, it's been great to be on with you. We appreciate you giving up some time for us, and we look forward to giving away a couple copies of this book that is really just a wonderful thing. And if you don't win a copy of this today, why not go out and pick it up, because you're going to find it to be not only a book that you read, but a book that you'll return to again and again. It's very engaging with discussion questions at the end and prayers at the end. It's just great. So encourage you to do that.
Thanks, Father.
You're welcome. Really. Thanks, Teresa. God bless you.
Thank you, Teresa.